This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What's up, everybody? Here, Albie. Chris is here.
Hello.
Very sorely missed. Urbano in the building.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I mean, I know how you are, but I got to play it up like to everybody else, like we haven't seen each other that long. I mean, we have been seeing each other. But, you know, the community does miss you.
Oh,
it comes
you.
Up quite a bit.
Nice.
We actually had a question
that
came
up.
That's
nice, because they didn't like him in the beginning, right?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, there was a time they didn't like him in the beginning.
I think they were unsure of my persona.
No, they thought he was too much. I remember that being a thing, because when we recorded at the Berkeley, okay, maybe tone it down. You got a lot of bad comments.
I actually don't remember that being a thing.
Do you remember?
I remember that.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear that they like him.
It was a 50-50 response, I think.
Because now I'm cool with, they didn't know this, but now I'm cool with them again.
The community. Why?
Yeah, we weren't cool for a while.
Because of that comment? Because
they weren't cool with Urbano.
Thanks.
And now I know they're cool with Urbano.
Well,
cool
I think maybe I got to look back in the comments. I don't remember
Chris
that.
Chris has chose violence today, so we should be on guard.
Chris has chose violence today.
Chris is going to be the boulder. He's going to be the boulder. Destruction.
Chris, Chris is wearing a shirt right now with his dog on it.
Yep.
Where's that from?
Lauren got it for me for Christmas.
You've really become, we don't talk about this on the show a lot, you've really become like a dog dad.
Yeah.
Like a dog, like you really raised the hell out of that dog.
Yeah. I actually inspired Urbano to get a dog because of our bond.
Well,
I not just me. You went out to LA, right?
I was in LA and I was sick, and my friend had a dog, and she like just cuddled with me the entire time I was sick. And then when I was leaving, she like went under the bed and wouldn't say goodbye, and I thought it was super sweet.
Do you feel that if she had both eyes functioning, you would love her less or the same?
I wouldn't have her if she had two eyes.
So you wanted the underdog, so to speak.
Well, I think if she, I don't think she would have been available if she had two eyes.
Right.
So that's the reason I say that. Okay. I'm not saying I would reject her.
Yeah.
I think somebody else would have taken her. Because, mind you, we got her eyes sewed shut.
Right.
That was actually part of us taking her, me taking her, was because she's a family dog. You know, like the whole family really rallied around Little, so I still say we. But, like, the part of it was they were like, we'll sew her eye shut because, like, she can get infections and stuff. But since she's nobody's, nobody just like randomly did that for her, which is also kind of fucked up. Because she would have to come back like 2 weeks later to get them back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they wouldn't know how to, whatever it was. So you could like see her thoughts when we first got her. Like you could see right through her eye. Like it was like very hollow and gross.
Mm-hmm.
So once they sealed it, I think somebody else would have taken her. But yeah, I think her having, well, that's why she's named Little, because she's a little fucked up.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I mean, I wanted something with a little,
character.
A little broken charm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Same.
But like, you know, you've been essentially, you were thought out meal prepping the other day. He said to me, he's like, she's got to lose weight. She's got to tone down. It's the whole thing.
Yeah. Honestly, when the company promotes on the podcast, I'll say who they are because apparently they promote on podcasts. So I'm not going to say a word about who does it until.
Got it. No, I'm with you.
But she's been into it so far. So I did want to promote. My first reaction was to promote them. But then I was like, I'm not paying to promote somebody.
I got you.
I paid them.
I've been sitting on a question now. I wanted to make this a very question happy episode because we've had a couple episodes that, you know, we've gotten into. We've just had so much to deal with. We've had so much to cover. And I don't like making the show about me because it's not about me. It's about you guys.
Well,
it's
your
about
name's
the community.
In it,
I mean, like, I understand. You know what I mean? But anyway, so we had a bunch going on. Otherwise, nondescript week. This week, pretty low key, so we can get right into the questions because we don't have much else to talk about. So, you know, we're going to take advantage of that timing. We're going to get into some questions. I had one that I've been sitting on for quite some time that was directed at Urbano. We're gonna get into it.
That's so good.
Essentially,
I let
right
it go
now.
The first time.
Well, you know, dear Albie, Really, really hoping Urbano is here for this one. This came in the DMs. Nice. DearAlbumMailbag@gmail.com. Also, if you guys want to write in, we are fielding tons of questions.
What's this person's name? Do we have a name? Can we make something up?
The first sentence is quite literally, please leave my name out.
Oh, perfect.
And it's please leave my name out because we like to listen to the show together, which means this is kind of community on community, banter that we're about to get into. Very rare. When it happens, though, I get excited.
Let's go.
Because are they now? Yeah, I always picture, for whatever reason, I picture them driving through Pennsylvania. Okay. Right, whenever somebody's in the car, you know why? Because I just like plains.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like the flat plains. You know, they're not in the mountainous part of Pennsylvania. Okay. They're in the plains, right. And they're just really paying attention and listening. And now,
okay.
Like, is she in the passenger seat? Is she sweating? Does she know?
Is she a she?
Well, no, she's definitely a she because it's his Instagram. Right. But does she know I'm about to read the question? And now, is she really nervous? Because is she about to give away things? Look, we've had that happen on the show where guys like legit caught their wives doing stuff they were not supposed to do because they were listening together on the pod.
Nice.
And this is the type of question that I got to be honest, she's brave writing because if they're together, I mean, I'm hoping for his sake that, you know, this is a bigger problem than he's like, oh, this is normal. Otherwise, there's going to be some details, bro. You're going to know this is you.
Oh, shit, son.
Here we go. Dear Albie, hoping that Urbano is there, please, for the love of everything holy, leave my name out of this email. Nice. Oh, well, says email, but it's a, whatever. This is the DM. So I've been dating my boyfriend now for about 4.5 months, and things are going amazing. We've had about a month-long courtship that I don't necessarily count in our actual relationship. I like to go slow physically in things, and he was more than a gentleman during that entire process. Here's the problem. I've developed very, very serious feelings for him over that time, but he is definitely lacking below the belt. Without any exaggeration, I'm talking on a good day, two double A batteries worth. On a good day.
Wow.
I happen to have double A batteries right here. So for reference, let me just grab this.
Two double A batteries worth.
This is what homeboy's rocking right here.
All right.
Is this a penis size? Sorry. Yeah.
She's talking below the belt. I don't think she's talking anything. I don't know what else it could be. It's not the Stepula. I think she's talking
about the batteries.
She's talking about the, the
D-volt.
She's talking about his thing.
In skinniness too.
Two double A batteries worth. She didn't expand on that.
Yeah. But she's going long, not width.
She's going length. Okay. Yeah. So I mean, you're talking about what is that?
You would hope it was a little bit girthier than that.
So I mean, I didn't want to pry.
Yeah, I get it. Well,
So anyway, let me just catch up here. Two double A batteries worth. Now, I am far from somebody that makes relationships all about sex, but to be honest with you, this is for me a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
I do try and look beyond this and get into other ways to be physically active, but at this point, to be honest with you, it's downright awkward when we get into things. I truly have feelings for this man, and I do want to see where things go. However, I am a little bit worried about where things can develop if that end of the equation isn't necessarily, as good as I might hope it would be.
Leave.
It's not necessarily his fault, obviously. We've never discussed it, but I do think at this point also that things might get so awkward, I don't have much of a poker face, that's in parentheses, that maybe he's starting to catch on. Do you think I can just bring this up?
Yeah,
truly,
you have to.
I do not want to break up with him by any stretch of the imagination. I'd love to make this work.
You can't tell him he has a double A.
How do I bring this up to him and get this addressed? Is there anything that
he knows. Let me put a cap on it.
Is there anything that you guys might suggest to either softly break the ice to him in one way or another, seek alternatives? Like I said, I want to keep this relationship alive, but this is extremely
awkward. No pun intended. Right. He's not going to take it well. I'm not trying to make a joke. But this won't go well either.
He's got
to
know.
He knows.
No.
Yes.
Listen, man.
He knows.
He's
been in the locker room.
That's probably something that he's been trying to convince himself isn't true for a very...
No.
Al is studying two AA batteries.
I'm holding the batteries.
Okay, listen.
So here's the thing.
That's fully aroused.
I think that's got to be something that he's aware of for sure.
He knows.
But the level of denial has to be very real as well.
No, just go.
Do you want to hold the batteries?
No.
No.
You should.
I've held batteries before. It's not like a...
Yeah. No, just leave. You have to.
Yeah, I'm with Urbano here.
You have to because
no, not leave, but you have to bring it up. No, you got no, you got to bring it up.
You can't. What are you going to say?
She but maybe give like, her
oh, what's he going to do?
But maybe like this has come up before, and there's a solution.
My thumb. I don't. My foot. My arm.
She
my
didn't,
but it's not. She wants to stay with the guy.
She didn't reveal
for
her
how
age.
Long.
She looks
for
about.
I would like to know the age. The age.
For I'm long. Looking through. It looks. She looks about like late 20s.
How long are you gonna deal with it?
She looks like a very nice person, and it's written like a very
she
nice. Person,
nice.
To be
but
it's,
and she's very sweet, and she's very.
But you're saying don't even give him the chance.
Don't
just
even
get the fuck out.
Just because there's
that's
nothing.
Not nice, yeah,
but well, come on though, really for real though. Like let's think
for
about
real,
this.
For real.
No, for real. Let's. I'm asking
you're
for real.
In a relationship with somebody.
In a relationship with somebody, and that's happening. Yes. No. And that's a problem. Sure. Okay.
You're 4 months in.
But here's my thing. I'm not in the department of like.
But you're 4 months in.
Well, yes. It's
leave
not
now or forever. Hold your peace.
Yeah, but she's saying she really likes him. Is it? Is that something you can in any way work on?
No.
You really can't. I don't know. I mean.
No, she's obviously. If you're 4 months in, and you're already not pleased,
yeah.
How long can you deal with something that's going against your nature? She's not pleased, or sexually, you're not going to be compatible. If you're not sexually,
that's
compatible
the one thing,
with
is,
somebody,
and that's something where it should be the strongest in that regard is right
and again,
now. And you're like,
you're four
but,
months.
But she shouldn't leave him. She likes him, Urbano. She should say, listen, we got to figure out something with the dick.
Well, she's and clearly... What? Yeah, but
I had an invention for this on a previous podcast. I don't know if you guys remember.
But to Urbano's...
But an extension
but
with
what's
that.
It, what's I, yeah, he going to do? They have those.
To Urbano's...
So it's a thing.
Yeah,
all right.
But for what? You got to have babies, and then you get stretched out, and then it's even littler?
But
come
I mean, but here's the thing.
But
for
the
real.
Way the world's going with ChatGPT or whatever...
Listen, I understand completely.
We don't know where the world's going with technology.
I understand completely. I've been with people where you're like, wow, everything is great, but, or...
Do you address it right in the moment right there?
No, I
no,
never see him
you
again.
Address it, you would, yeah, you address it...
By not, by
you
bouncing.
Address it in a happy setting.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you
so,
don't do that
so,
either.
I mean, there let me is, ask this.
But
Chris,
wasn't that not
a
bad
a
thing?
Man, and someone tells
no,
you...
No, there is no bouncing back from it. I'm sure of that.
You are physically not capable
that's
of satisfying
so
me...
And it's so out of your control.
Because there's nothing in your control to do it. You can munch the box all you want... You could bring in tools.
That was going
to
be my
bring
suggestion.
In toys, but ultimately, that physical connection that.
Well, he's losing now. So, whatever she would gain, he would lose in that case.
By telling
Urbano,
him he has
but
a small member.
But you also don't know what her level. Obviously, it's enough to email strangers, right? So, it's important to her. But you don't know her level of priority when it comes to like. Where contact falls for her.
No, she said it. She said
it's not important.
She said it's not. She goes, I'm not
okay,
overly
so she
sexual.
Live with this if they figure something
no,
else
she
out.
She's
no, she can't. She's writing
in. Strangers.
She's saying that she's not an overly sexual
out.
Person.
Right. So maybe if he's no. like, what if they could, like you said,
listen,
like what if he develops a new talent
which
and
is,
then it's like, all right, I can live with this.
No, you
just,
can't.
You know,
I
only need that thing when I need a baby.
So, Urbano, let me ask you this.
But eventually she's not going to want to have sex with him anyway, eventually. That's just how that goes.
Well, look, I think.
Or.
So, like, it really is only bad for her now.
But you're 4 months in.
But think about this.
No.
It's really just like a front-loaded down payment.
Don't
like,
sell yourself short.
No, in a few years, realistically, let's say they get married, whatever. That's like the joke, right? Like, they don't have sex anyway. Is he a good life partner
but
in all of those other
but
ways?
But is that true, though?
This sounds like I'm defending this too much, by the way. I do want to get ahead of it now and say that I've never been a
You do seem to be the champion of the small penis.
No,
right
but
now.
I feel bad for this guy because it's so out of his
I'm
control.
I'm on his team.
I'm
on
Chris,
that.
I'm going to quote you. Someone out there is going to love
but
his
she sounds
AA
like she's
battery.
Right there.
No, they're going to love the AA.
Like, not her.
Not her. There's someone out there that's going to love his size, that it's going to be perfect for they, them, and... They're going to get into it, and it's going to be great, and you're going to find someone who's compatible with you. I think you're trying to make a square fit in a circle.
So let me ask you this. Have you ever been in a position where you've had to opine on someone's member like that in a negative way?
I know. It has happened to me where I've been with someone who it's perfect, and then when it comes to down there, it was the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
It
and
was a log.
And you just didn't voice it all.
There's
just
nothing
moved on.
I could do with that. I'm
now,
sorry.
Let me ask you this. If you got into a situation that was just like this, where it was like, hey, look, 6 weeks, I don't want to even do anything intimate because I'm so into what we could be and whatever. Now, a couple
the
of
fact
things.
That, but not for nothing. The fact that he wasn't trying to get into
yep.
it means he knew.
Well, that, yeah, so he I knows. Said that he too. Knew. I wanted to say.
Now, let me ask you this. Is this overcompensating? All the niceness that comes with it, well, is that something that could go away one day?
I have news for you.
I know that she's upset
about this. Well, no, I think, you know, look, she's saying he's a perfect gentleman about all this other stuff. To Urbano's point, I do think being a perfect gentleman at the very beginning makes some amount of sense and actually, like, could play into the, hey,
I'm
he may be aware of
what
if
he's
just
I'm going to seduce you with my behavior.
But what if he's just
You don't know. You don't know. Of course.
Perfect.
And I want to leave that in
And that's great, but... To be this, and when it's like when someone or there's something about someone in the beginning of the relationship,
a non-starter,
that's really goes against something in you. So there's something in her that's not resonating with.
Well,
this
that's
sexual
the problem.
Connection.
Yes, exactly.
So
the thing that's in her, she's not excited.
It's not resonating.
Right.
You have to walk away now because you're always going to. You have to then accept to always be in starvation mode.
I would say this. Okay.
Why?
Another just because I think when we're looking at things like this, taking the emotion out of it, and I try and commoditize it. Okay. Relationships, penises, and people that treat you well.
Okay.
I think that you're probably more likely to find a peen you can deal with than a person you can deal with. Okay.
No, I think you're more likely to find a person you can deal with than a peen you can deal with.
Well, I don't, I mean,
and
I don't
think
know.
That depends that's, on, that's the challenge.
It depends on the appetite for peen.
Don't settle.
I don't know.
Know. She's settling. She's making him fit into this box. He's that he cannot fit in.
Well, he can fit in.
No, he can.
All right,
let me
ask a question. Let me ask a question.
No, it sounds more like you put M&Ms in a box for shoes.
So if we tripled the
it's
size,
it's like putting. It's like
I shouldn't have.
It's like
done the shoe
a,
box.
It's like putting a Tic Tac in a Pez dispenser.
You know what I'm
it's
saying?
Too
yeah,
small.
It's just, yeah, it's just.
It's well, never gonna
look,
fit.
I'm now holding. I'm now holding four batteries. Okay, Bono. Now you give him four AA's worth. Okay, would you say that this is a great guy? Because she's describing him on and on and on. She's falling in love with him and
care.
All this stuff.
Well, no.
Clearly you care.
No, I don't.
Clearly you care.
No.
You're making this decision based on...
No, I got to tell you. I practice intimacy with men, and it's never something that's a deal breaker for me. It's only been a deal breaker if it's been like, no, I can't. I don't know what you want me to do with that thing. Get it away from me. And I've walked away. And I'm cool with that. Mm-hmm. And I have friends like, what do you mean? Nope. I saw something that frightened me that I want nothing to do with because nothing will be the same afterwards. That's me.
You mean alternate end of the spectrum?
Yes.
Got it.
I am not, my body is not built to birth a child. So there's nothing a man can ever have that's going to really,
right.
You know what I mean? And it's not about that. It's about if there's a lack in a relationship from the beginning, mm-hmm. and there's a connection that's not being made, understand your principles enough to be able to be like, you know what, this guy's super cool. I think you're great, but it's not 100. And you're accepting 70%.
Now,
that's what I'm saying. And just like saying, wow, I have a great physical relationship with this person, but I can't talk to them. Would you stay? I want to know from her. Mm-hmm. If it was the reverse, if he satisfied you sexually, but everything else was negated.
Right.
Would you stay? Probably not.
Right.
So why do it if it was the inverse?
It's an interesting point. I think that brings it to my other perspective, right? Are you, you know, what is harder to find? You know, that, yeah. So, but here's the thing though. There does, you know, if, you know, and to, again, you know, to answer the question, okay. The question does seem, when you break it down, to be a, how do I bring this up?
Don't.
Not how do I break up with him? She seems to be
you can't bring it up.
In the camp of, I'm bringing this up.
I don't know. We could ask the community. We could take a survey. Maybe we could take a poll.
I think this is a chime moment. I would ask the community to jump in.
I wouldn't.
I don't know
maybe
if any of you guys have been
Instagram
there.
Instagram and put a chart. Like, but I don't think she should tell him.
I feel like, though, if she's got a problem with that, enough to bring it
up. It's not a problem. I think for her, it's more of a, oh my God, this would have been perfect, but.
I think just to kind of answer her question, if her mind's made up, I would say this. You can't go to him with anything other than a solution.
There is no solution.
This is my point, though. You can't go to him and say, hey, what are you going to do about that? Because he would have probably fixed that already.
He would have done it.
Okay, he's not unaware, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, they have pumps. They have.
This is what I'm saying.
Rings.
You better.
There are
you got to do some
you
research.
Do.
You have to say, "Hey, I've been looking into this.
No.
You have to. No. What are you going to do? You're going to tell him to go figure it out on his own? Just go into the abyss and figure that out? That
no.
one out? You think it hasn't come across his mind? You think that's not in his search history?
I really like you. It's not you. It's me. I think we could be great friends. I would love to be a part of your life. But for right now, I need to figure some things out. And you need to figure out how important physical connection is to you. And if you can deal with a lack of physical connection and a lack of satisfaction, then hey, marry the guy. But if you can't, then step back and say, I cannot deal with that.
All right. So what if just for the sake of argument, she starts getting some distance because they're getting, you know, obviously serious in her mind.
Okay.
Right. And he says to her, is it my you know what, my friend here?
Yeah.
Okay. And let's say she says yes. If he is like, listen.
Well, what if he comes back like Larry David? Maybe you got a wide set vagina.
You never know. You just never
remember
know.
Remember that, Chris?
Okay.
Remember?
I remember. That was in New York, right?
Remember?
The New York one?
Yeah, Jeff was like.
Yeah.
You just never know. It could very well happen that way. But here's my thing, okay? If you go and say that, and he says to you, maybe he's super into this also, listen, I will turn over every rock to find a solution, and I'm open to surgery. I heard about some stuff. Give me a little while to figure this out. I got to be honest. I'm rooting for the guy.
But that's like saying, oh my God, that's like someone saying, oh my God, I would love you if you just got a nose job. If you didn't have that nose on your face,
it's not the same.
You'd
that's aesthetic.
Perfect for
no, because you know why? Because the nose isn't functional. You're not banging anybody with your nose, okay?
Yeah, but
it's
you're kissing their face.
Yeah, but it's not functional, though. You're getting into the nose right away.
I've licked a couple noses.
You get to the
wang.
Yeah, but you don't unzip. It's not a reveal. The nose is not a reveal. Okay? There's not, it's not the same thing.
I think it's different. I think. A, I don't think there is somebody to love him for what he has.
But maybe it's her.
It's
you're
obviously
like, but
not.
You've immediately come so close
just
to
leave.
This girl.
Just leave.
Like you think like she might be
Anana,
the person.
Anana, leave.
I think she should.
I think she should.
I think
go.
She should just bring it up and see if
bounce. Don't do it.
Well, I think you'll learn a lot about him then too.
No,
if you
you're
tell
gonna
him,
devastate
and he's
him.
Like, what?
And then he jumps up the bridge.
Well, if he acts like he's never heard it before, you know that he'll lie to you again. At the very least,
dead
if
ass.
He's like, yeah, I knew this conversation would happen. You're like, you know what? Good guy. And let's
he
work
does
through
sound
this
like
together.
A good guy, and she does sound happy. I feel bad for her. I really
she
do.
Does not sound happy because if she was happy 4.5 months in, she wouldn't be writing this fucking DM.
Yeah.
4.5 months in is quick for that.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean,
and
4.5 months into the to the
and you
she,
waited.
But I think she counts it from when they were like official.
No,
kind
she
of
says
thing.
Not counting from when our
no,
courting.
No. She did not count in the courting. 4.5 not counting it. In other
so
words,
that means it was 5
probably
and a half
6 months.
Months.
6 months, yeah. Let's call it 6 months.
Good girl. Don't do it. Run. Close your door. Lock it up.
I feel so bad for
imagine
him.
Imagine being him though, and like she leaves her Instagram up or something and he like
no,
goes
but,
through messages and
but that's
finds
okay.
Out that
you gotta, you know what? For him, my message to him is you're all right, bro. You're perfect as you are.
But he's not, no, because you want him to get
dumped.
No, but
dumped, that's so not
you
what
think
you
that.
Mean, though.
You don't think that because you want
you
him to get
dumped.
You
don't think that.
He's,
no.
he's not perfect.
He is perfect.
No, you said you're perfect the way you
he's
are.
He's just
and
not
want...
perfect for her.
Then who's she perfect for?
No,
but this one's
but,
not good enough.
If
you
she's,
want her to bring up
she, let's think about what we're saying to him. She's saying that she doesn't make.
I prefer a small peen on a guy. Send me 2 AA's. We can hang out all day,
what are you talking about?
I'm fine with that.
Then why do you want her to break up?
Because she's not satisfied with it. I'm fine with it. She's not.
That was an M. Night Shyamalan twist into this conversation. That it was a more for me argument this entire time with Urbano.
You know what? It was like that. You ever seen? There's like that viral
send
video.
Send my way since he's so nice.
My God.
Please. Jeez. I'm just saying for her. For me, it's not a deal breaker. For me, it's like it is what it is. I'm a man. You know what I mean? We're all built differently, different shapes and sizes. I think that's what makes us unique, and I think that's what makes us beautiful. And I think that my beauty isn't for everybody, and his beauty isn't for
well,
her.
Hey, man, if she's legit saying that she's almost laughing during, that's bad. Like that, you got to address that. That's
no,
bad.
You don't.
You what do you mean? It's going to get addressed
Al,
at some point. Why are you laughing?
A woman that you are have spent all this time convincing that you are perfect looks you dead in your eye and says, I laugh because I can't feel you inside
no,
me.
No, well, she didn't say that here. She just was saying, oh, hey,
she
like, you know.
She cannot feel him inside her.
But the laughing thing, he's going to catch that at some point. Yeah, he's gonna say, "What's
this
about?"
She's gonna seek satisfaction elsewhere eventually.
Well, I think so. To her point, she wants to address it, and maybe she should
seek it now. You're going to seek satisfaction elsewhere.
Wow.
You might as well cut to the chase and go there now. You're never gonna. You want your cake and eat it too. It's like, all right, well, I didn't even want to be gluten-free. Now I got to have a gluten-free cake. I got to be vegan. I got to be soy-free. I got to be dairy-free. I got to be egg-free.
Well, I guess that's true. If you prefer things a certain way and he doesn't.
You're never going to be satisfied.
I would bring it up and I would gauge his reaction off of it.
No. And what? What's he going to do? What's he going to say?
He deserves to know.
You got a loose ass pussy, is what he's gonna tell her. What if he tells her that? Got a loose ass pussy. And then she's gonna be like, oh my God, I've been crying over this guy. Now she's gonna go home thinking, is it better?
No, I don't think she'll think that for 1 second.
He's gonna gaslight her.
No, I think she'll say, all right, good. Not only does he have a double A, he's a fucking loser on
top. Yeah, right.
Of it. So I think she would leave saying, no problem. Now that I know that you act that way, and you perform that way, I have no use for you.
Right.
But if she brings it up and he's like, all right, I was afraid this might come up. And here are my solutions. Because I've been preparing for this argument. And I was hoping that it just worked for you.
And but my solution is what? We bring in another person?
Well, who knows?
The solution could be a million different things. But this is a relationship that she cares to be in.
It's not a relationship. It's 4.5 months. I've had shoes longer that I throw away.
Well, I mean, but she clearly
likes
him.
Think about it. 4.5 months.
She clearly likes
him. She likes the idea of him.
What's the right amount of time to keep a shoe? Because I hear that. I have shoes older than that.
I mean, I have shoes for
life. I have clothes older than that. I've heard that.
Yeah.
What's the right time to throw it out? Because I don't know if that barometer makes sense.
When I no longer have use for it.
Because 4 months, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get what you're saying.
Well, it's when I beat it.
But what I'm saying is I'm invested in this sweater. Mm-hmm. I've had this sweater and loved this sweater longer than she's known this
man. No, I know what you're saying. I'm just...
And I'd be okay, but like if I left this sweater somewhere, I'm like,
I just have a sidebar question of what's appropriate. Like, what is that bar?
Well, it seems to me.
Because 4 months seems like an obvious time to have shoes longer.
Let's say, like, all right, I have a pair of a coat that I love. If I want to get the lining rips, I get it fixed. The pocket rips, I get it fixed. If I leave it in shambles, it's just, I'm just keeping it because I'm used to
it. So what's too long to have a shirt that you don't feel is ever going to be worn again?
If you can't close the buttons, if the stains are removable, and you no longer want to invest in taking care of it.
Okay.
Like, if you have a pair of shoes that you love, and you're like, you know what? I don't want to get these shoes fucking fixed anymore. Then you let them go.
All right, I'm going to do something I haven't done on this show before. Okay.
Pull rank.
I'm going to take this to a vote. There's three of us.
I thought you were just proposing.
I'm going to take this to a vote.
Okay.
Okay, and I would like the community to chime in, too.
Okay.
The question... specifically,
if you are not satisfied in a relationship after 4.5 months, should you stay?
The question specifically is, I'm going to dumb it down a little bit because she said, how do I bring it up?
Don't.
You want to bring it to a, should she bring it up?
Never.
Yes.
Yes.
You're both straight. And obviously you are both bigger than a double A battery.
She wants to tell him.
Do you know someone with a little peen? Bring him in.
That's the thing. We have to.
We can't bring in someone.
Statistically speaking, we probably have to.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a little peen, but I don't, you know what I mean? It's not like I'm a hammer, but I'm fine.
I just don't, you just pointed to me like, let's go around the horn and just describe.
No, but I'm saying like, who do we know that has a little peen that's cool with it?
I think you could find a lot of girls who would be able to speak to that a conversation they've had like this. Where I've either broke up with someone because of, or I did bring it up. I wish I did. I wish I didn't. You know what's her name, Anonymous? You know what I would do, Anon? I would just look to my left, look to my right, and I bet you someone's dealt with this in the past. And if they tell you, yeah, he was the nicest guy, and that checks out, if that bats 1,000, then we know that that's something that happens.
I just think
that they're usually nice.
If you're willing to be unsatisfied that easily, that quickly, at that age... you have other issues you need to focus on.
It is a very short amount of time, no pun intended. It is a very short amount of time to bring this up.
Yes.
I will say that.
Yes.
6 months within a relationship all that other stuff.
I don't think so.
That's short to bring up.
No, for her to already be like, how do I bring this up?
Oh, I thought you were saying bringing it up to him is too early. It's not. If I were already brought it up at breakfast the next day.
You gotta bring it up. You gotta bring it up.
I'd be at the diner, make sure you're in a public spot. I'd be like, hey, yeah, it was so much fun last night.
But
I was thinking.
But I really didn't.
Yeah.
Is
we should discuss something.
You know what? And I think, first of all, and the how you bring it up is extraordinarily with kid gloves.
I mean, have you not dealt with something similar, like either a hygiene thing?
Yeah.
And you brought it up, or you just dropped it, or what? I can't think of a specific story, but I'm sure there's been something.
Like, you could drop hints.
There's definitely been, like, a smelly person in your life.
I'll tell you what the move is.
No, put it this way. If there were a smell that could not go away, would that be a deal breaker? Because to me, it's the same thing. Wait, more so than
Didn't we have an instance like where I had to tell somebody something?
Yeah. You talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
No, this happened once.
No, I remember I worked at the body shop in the South Street Seaport, and there used to be a girl.
A smelly person.
That whenever she left the bathroom, it was like, oh my God. And the other staff members complained. And I had to tell this girl that when she left the bathroom, there was a smell in there that no one was really happy with, and that maybe she needed to go to the doctor.
I think in bringing that up, right, you definitely do have to go very gently into it. And I think you almost have to go with a solution.
I would say I'm struggling to connect with you sexually, and I would like for us to connect on a deeper level, and I don't know how that's possible.
Yeah, I mean...
what do you say? You can't tell him his member's small. You can't tell him... You can't put 2 AA batteries on the table.
I got an idea. No, I'll tell you what you do. I'll tell you exactly what you do.
And if she said 2 AA batteries...
I'm going to tell you exactly what you do.
What do you do?
Exactly. Okay? Little light bulb for the community. When you're driving through Pennsylvania listening to this show, okay? Let him drive. And just look at him and be like, you believe this? How would I bring it up to you? And just see how it goes.
No.
You don't say you wrote it. But just see how he reacts.
Or you say, do most men in your family have small dicks?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, what about this? What about this? Driving down there in Pennsylvania?
No, I don't think so.
Plenty of pickup trucks in Pennsylvania. You find the first pickup truck that makes too much noise, or the first one that's raised like 6 feet high, and just say, this small dick guy over here. Look at that guy. Put a bumper sticker on your car. You got a small dick.
There's some plausible.
And just see how he reacts. If he's like, right? Couldn't it be me? Delusional. You got to go. Right? If he's like, yo,
enough
the man
plausible
his truck.
Deniability. I think
you got it. Then in that case, you know that conversation. That's what I would do. I would have the conversation indirectly, probably.
I would make some kind of, like if you're watching
a show and it's like you see like a big brave guy, like only guys with small dicks act that way, and then just look at him.
I would leave. I would never. I've been with people that there's what you start messing around and you're like, this is just nothing that I'm into. And just afterwards, I spend some time away from them, and then I just become friends with them. And if they try to come near, I'm like, sorry, I'm going through something right now. I'm just trying to figure it out. Maybe an infection. It should go away soon.
There's a bunch.
And then they usually leave me alone when they think I have an infection.
You don't think it deserves the truth?
No. I think it's devastating to the point.
Can I ask you, Tom? If you were him and you got dumped and you knew that's exactly why. Because you do know that's why.
Yes. Would I want her to tell me
to my
face?
Would you start telling people before?
What do you mean telling people?
I don't think you could tell people before.
I would probably mail it in. I would say, listen, I want you to know something.
I would send a dick pic quick and just do it. And then if they answer you back, they're into it.
You gotta know, well, what if they just don't like dick pics? What if they're like, fine dick. But just I don't like the picture.
Plus
I'd rather
picture,
not have gotten
really,
that picture.
You can't really know because
I would just say
picture, depending
listen,
on the angle, you take it from underneath.
I gotta be honest with you. My last relationship ended because of my penis size.
I would walk out the door right now.
Keep
on swimming. Keep on swimming, and one day you're going to find someone who's going to be like, wow, you really broke my back. And his eyes are going to open up wide, and he's like, oh, my God, I'm in love.
I don't think that's going to
happen. Yes, it's going to happen.
Are you guys picturing the microphone Bob Barker used a little bit? That's what I'm picturing.
What do you mean? Oh, no, that's much longer. That's a very long microphone.
I thought the crime here was skinny.
Like a roll of Smarties.
I was picturing the idea of skinny more so than...
It probably is both, because if it was girthy, she would feel it. Even
if it's not going to say 2 AA batteries.
Yeah.
See, that to me was more a reference to the girth.
I think it's the both.
Oh, I mean, she said 2 AA batteries.
Because there are other references that are that long, right? I could be like, the size of an index card.
Or, you know what I mean? Or like a beef sausage.
I think the two batteries came, that was a girth thing.
I think it's length and girth.
So I've been picturing this whole time like something of a, like a, Yeah, like a microphone. I've been picturing like a Bob Barker microphone.
Well, listen,
this microphone, it'd be fine.
If you remember, we were invaded by a dick pic that we did not ask for in the Dear Albie mailbag. And I believe we had a name for it.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, Candace was going nuts about
it.
The whole
Wasn't
thing.
Wasn't there... I saw a guy on Instagram today saying that he just... whenever he sees a guy's name on the subway, he airdrops dick pics to him.
Nice.
He just thinks it's a funny thing to do. And
that's
the guy,
not...
And he should probably go to TikTok.
No, he's like, I try to guess who the guy is.
By their reaction.
Yeah, and then he'll drop it. He's like, all right, which one's Andrew? And he'll just look around. He's
that's
straight.
That's kind of funny.
He's totally straight. He's just like, I'm bored but every day on the way to work.
But
I see there's an Andrew.
But he probably has a nice penis.
Maybe, but he's like, I'm looking... Definitely. I'm assuming it's not okay.
And I gotta tell you.
He said, I look for... He went out of his way to say he only does it to men. Mm-hmm. But he's like, I see men's name on AirDrop. And I'm like, I wonder who Andrew is. And he's trying to guess who Andrew is. He sends a dick pic. And when he sees her reaction, he's like, I was wrong about it.
I gotta tell you, I go to the gym and there's this one guy at the gym. At first, I was like, this guy has to be a homosexual. He's always naked from the shower to the sauna, from the shower to the sauna. Now, I like to sit in the sauna for like 15, 20 minutes. Nothing going on. I don't care what's going on around me. I'm there to sweat. And this guy's always walking around with it out. And I had to look. And it's probably as big as this clip.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a girlfriend. And they live together. And he's walking around completely fine with it. And I'm like, I looked at it and I was like, all right, well, even if it grows double in size, like in my head, I was doing the math. I was like, all right, well, it's still little. And he doesn't care. He's walking around. It's just sticking straight out. It's so small. It's not even like there's no flop. There's no hang. It's just pointing straight. And you're like, look at him. He got this little Tootsie Roll and he's rocking it, walking around completely butt ass naked, doesn't even care.
Mm.
Completely confident with this girl who completely loves him.
Well, I mean,
maybe she's satisfied. All I'm saying, there's someone for everyone. If my one bit advice to her, all jokes aside, has nothing to do with his penis. I think it has to do with her and her willing to settle for something that's not satisfying her. If it was a job and everything was great, but this aspect, would you stay? Great job, horrible benefits. Great job, salary sucks.
It's a really,
what do you do?
It's a really interesting thing, because I guess there are other ways to kind of scratch that itch, so to speak, but maybe this is just such a, like, it's clearly,
you're 4 months in, girl,
sticking out to you enough to say something.
Yeah, run.
And it's really going to come down to how important that is. But she does seem like
don't pity, stay with him. Like, don't
stay. I don't think that's what it is. I think she genuinely has feelings.
I think she's just trying to get past this.
Yeah, but if
she
does stay, she's going to stay for pity. She's going to feel bad that that's the case. And because she cares for him, she's going to overlook it.
Is it pity, though?
And do you know, and only she knows
appreciating him for different reasons.
Do you know yourself? Do you get angry? Will you say this at the wrong time?
Yeah.
Will you 12 months, 15 months down the road?
You've never satisfied me.
Yeah.
You've never been able
to satisfy me. A few months down the road, is this something that you think... Is this a bullet you might keep in your chamber? If that's the case, then you should bring it up now. Because
well,
one
should
day,
definitely
he'll
bring
be
up.
Like, did you mean what you said yesterday? Because it's been 2 years.
Well, let's put it this way. If your plan is to not bring it up, I'm with Urbana. You got to just bring it up with them.
Just bounce.
Because if you care enough right now to bring it up,
How?
To
maybe
your friends,
that's,
to
is
us,
that what she's
and get
coming to us for?
She's coming to how to bring it up. You're asking how to bring it up. So you're either going to bring it up, like, head on. Okay.
You don't satisfy me sexually. I love you.
I don't know that she has to say it that way. I just think she could say, hey, listen, when it comes to that thing in particular.
I don't think you could tell me as a small member, you have to say it's not, their sex life isn't satisfying or gratifying, and we need to work on how to connect with one
another
better.
Okay, so if she says, hey, look, here are some issues and how are we going to address this stuff, that's fine. And let's see, he might be like, oh, maybe I'll do this, maybe I'll do that. And if he's not bringing up the size of stuff, you could maybe bring it up then,
But it's more than just the size. I think it's everything. I think because if everything else was right, the size would be secondary.
Well, I think that's the problem. Everything else for her does seem
to
be right.
No, everything else in terms of physicality wise. Like if you're in bed with someone and the kissing is great and the touching is great and the foreplay is great.
She's not referencing that.
Exactly.
She's representing.
There's no passion.
So, but
there's no connection.
So whatever that, you know, whatever that situation is down there, okay, is enough.
Yeah, but
of
sex
a
is
distraction.
More than just a penis and a vagina,
of
or
course,
a penis and a.
But so this is my point. So whatever the situation down there is. It is preventing her from really even, I think, thinking about anything else but that while it's going on.
But there's nothing else going on.
This is my point. It's kind of like the elephant in the room.
Yeah. But if there's no physical connection, why are you with this person? It's not that sex matters, but it...
No, it matters for sure.
Like, it's not the only thing that matters,
right.
But it's a way of innate,
you
can't, like, intimate... Animal,
yeah.
Primal.
You can't be
connection.
Devoid of that in the relationship. No matter how good everything else is,
four
you can't
and
be
a half
devoid
months
of that.
In
you cannot.
That
it's
that
early,
early
to bring it up.
To not be satisfied.
Yep.
That early to not be satisfied. Anana run.
Mm. Well, community chime in.
Please.
Hit us on the gram, dearalbumailbag@gmail.com. Tell us what you would do. Hit us with your questions. We love you all.
Drive safe in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we'll catch you guys later.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.